Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
Honorable Council Members Linda Davis.
Present.
Alice Heath.
Present.
Ulysses Smallwood.
Present.
Pat Pallin.
Present.
James Whitmore.
Present.
Mr. Mayor, you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you so much. At this time, I'd like to call Pastor Donald Dorsey of Miller Grove Baptist Church. Would you do an invocation for us, sir?
Amen. To Mayor Avery and the entire city of Fairburn, greetings. Join me in a word of prayer, please. Father God, we come in Jesus' name on behalf of our mayor and the city councilman and every department throughout the city of Fairburn. Bless this meeting on tonight. Bless every establishment. Bless and keep them in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. And we got Mr. Parks, are we going to play the Pledge of Allegiance? I apologize, I should have got that beforehand, or are we going to say it in unison?
We can say, we can actually play it, Mayor.
Okay, go ahead and just play it.
Give me 1 second, Mayor, I'm sorry.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. One nation.
For all.
Okay. A technical glitch. Apologize for that. At this point, we'll ask for the adoption of a city council agenda. Is there a motion to adopt our agenda?
So moved, Mayor. Councilwoman Davis.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second, Councilman Heath.
Mr. Heath, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Which is creating more demand for our housing, and we're just not keeping up with supply.
Okay. I want to go back to something that you said. You said,
Ma'am, ladies and gentlemen, could you please mute your phones? Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? That motion carries. At this time, we'll come to our public comment section. 30 minutes will be allotted, shall be available for public comment. Each speaker shall be limited to 3 minutes. However, a speaker may transfer his or her 3 minutes to another speaker, but no speaker shall be permitted to speak for more than 6 minutes. Further, in the event of more than 10 speakers desire to speak, each speaker will be limited to 2 minutes, and no speaker shall speak for more than 4 minutes. Issues raised at this time are generally referred to the city administrator for further review. Responses will be provided later. Ms. City Clerk, how many people do we have signed up for public comment?
We have 12.
We have 12, so we will now go down to the two-minute interval. Being that several people are going to speak in as regards to, I'm sure, the item that we've had the public hearing on, the rezoning, if you wish, in this case, I'd rather let you yield your time to someone else if you have 2 minutes in this case, so that way the council can get the full effect of and ensure we hear everyone that has a concern, regardless of the subject matter. At this time, would you go ahead and call our first speaker?
Yes, our first speaker is Braylon White.
Good evening, my name is Braylon White. I'm a Girl Scout of Troop 16908. And as a Girl Scout receives their silver and bronze award, they strive for their gold award. And the gold award is the highest award a Girl Scout can earn. And for my project, I want to do something that will get the kids these days out and about. And I remember going on a camping trip and participating in an event called geocaching for the first time. Sorry. You may ask, what is geocaching? Geocaching is an outdoor recreational activity in which participants use a mobile device and other navigational techniques to hide and seek containers called geocaches or caches at specific locations by coordinates all over the world. As the kids find each geocache, they will stamp their logbook and even leave something in for the next person. They are usually hidden around nature, for example, behind a bush or camouflaged in leaves. The objective is to see how many total finds they can get. The first person to get them, they will get a gift, and it will look like this. And the boxes will be placed as needed. And the boxes are this size, so it's not too big, and they're safe for the environment. And so the mission statement for the parks and recreations is to promote physical activity, positive social interaction, and outdoor exploration through leisure activities and recreation programs. I feel geocaching is the perfect activity for this mission. It helps the kids learn about maps, how to read a compass, and even gives them some outdoor time. It is a way to learn navigation while having fun. It is also safe for the environment. I would like to get permission. So today I asked permission to use the Duncan Park property as grounds for my project. I would like to work with your Parks and Recreation Director to find the best ways to promote geocaching. Also, I would like to request a small sign in the park letting people know that geocaching is available at the site Duncan Park. Thank you.
Next speaker.
The next speaker is Amy Brumbelow.
Ms. Brumbelow?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm speaking on behalf of the rezoning application. So I didn't know if you wanted me to speak now or wait until the...
Well, we don't have a public hearing, so okay. Go ahead and speak.
I'll speak now then. So I'm speaking on behalf of and as part of the owners of this property. Our family has been on the property since 1949 and has taken care of it for the last 73 years. My father passed away in 2020 and my mother simply cannot take care of it anymore. And we would like to see a development on the property that would benefit the city and contribute to your revitalization plans. We have submitted a list of signatures that are in support of the rezoning request. And I would like to point out that some of the residents on this list were previously on the petition against the rezoning, only because they were told that the project was apartments. They were happy to sign in support of the project after learning that it would be new single family homes. In addition, there are many signatures from business owners in Fairburn that would like to see new homeowners within walking distance that would help create a vibrant downtown area. The City of Fairburn Future Land Use Plan supports new growth, including new homes in the downtown area. One of the goals in the housing section of the plan is to, quote, increase the number of housing units in downtown Fairburn to support the number and types of businesses desired in our vibrant downtown and to support continued and enhanced transit service. This property lies 0.8 miles from the two college campuses and 1.1 miles from the approximate center of downtown Fairburn. As one of, if not only, the large tract of land owners within downtown Fairburn, this is a perfect opportunity to begin to meet those goals. And we would just appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Clerk, who's our next speaker?
The next speaker is Inga Kennedy.
Ms. Kennedy, let me ask one question, Ms. James. Is there someone actually who's keeping the clock in the reason why I want to make sure that when we get to the 30 seconds left for each speaker, that way the people will make sure they get their main points in. If you can just say 30 seconds, who's ever keeping the time?
I'm keeping the time.
Okay, if you can just say 30 seconds left, so that way I can make sure that they don't cover at least the major part of what they're trying to speak about. Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Kennedy.
Yes, thank you. Good evening to everyone. I am also expressing support for this development and urge you to approve this rezoning. I've participated in all three meetings conducted by the developer, and following each meeting, adjustments were made based on input they received. I commend them for listening. They have taken into account all of the concerns expressed. The proposed development also supports the findings and recommendations of both the recently completed LCI update and comprehensive plan approved by this body. This development is sorely needed in the historic downtown area to ensure the downtown is able to revitalize and attract quality businesses. There has been no housing development in this part of the city in several years. The current aging housing stock and population is not enough to recruit and retain the types of businesses that the community suggests they want. This is evident by the number of vacant storefronts and buildings that are in poor condition on our main street. Only more population living in the area will reverse this decline. While the streetscape improvements being installed are nice, it's just not enough to bring good business into downtown. Back to the development, the quality type and price points of the proposed development would attract young professionals who want to live close to goods, services, and schools they can access by walking, which is reminiscent of downtowns. This type of housing infill is exactly what is needed to jumpstart our downtown and enhance our motto of being situated to succeed. I love where I live. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kennedy. Next speaker.
Sherry Rivers.
Go ahead.
Give me a moment, please. Restart this. Okay, I'm ready. Sherry Rivers.
Ms. Rivers? Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Thank you. So yes, so I am talking again to just voice my opposition to the project. As we talked about past, as much as we do want to see change come into our neighborhood and we want to see growth, we want to see the right growth, and we don't want to see every piece of land kind of brought up and brought monopoly houses on. I've mentioned this before that we are very concerned about the traffic around the area and the schools in the zone. The streets are narrow. We're not sure that the amount of traffic that will be introduced into the area is going to be sustainable with the infrastructure that's in place right now. And then additionally, we had concerns about the surface area and the water, because we calculated that about 30% of the 18.26 acres will be hard surfaced, and that water can't really be stored during an event, even though there is a proposed water basin that's not necessarily a foolproof way to contain the water. And the water that will run off will enter the watershed that I think, and I'm not quite sure exactly where it runs off to, but right now we think it's into Lightning. So we, as much as this is a great development, but it doesn't fit the nature and style of the homes that are existing and establishing, they're kind of cookie cutter homes without the personality that the neighborhood holds. And we want to keep the personality of the community that we moved to.
Okay. Thank you. Next speaker.
Diana Sinkfield.
Ms. Sinkfield.
Diane Sinkfield.
Go ahead. Yes, this is Diane Sinkfield. Good afternoon. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I've spoken before also, and I live in the community. I actually live right across the street. I live on Strickland Street. I appreciate the first two speakers who are supporting the development of the property. I'm not really opposed to the property being developed. I'm just opposed to that many structures being put on that small property. You know, I can see maybe 40 houses or maybe even 60, but the number of houses is just way too many. I appreciate the builders making changes to the plans according to our suggestion. I saw a couple of ideas that I put forth as far as the park being put right on Strickland Street. That is very nice. I like that. But I would like to see the number of houses decrease. I understand and support, you know, development. I love where I live. I love the city of Fairburn. I'm here to support development in the area, but just 86 houses, 89 houses, that's just too many houses for this particular neighborhood. If the owner and the other person who's supporting this ideal, do you live in this community? How would you feel if in your community you just put 86 houses right in the middle of where you live? That's just too many houses. It's going to affect all kinds of things. It's going to affect the traffic. It's going to affect the sewer. It's going to affect the general population. It's going to affect the people who already live in the community. And right now I moved here because it's such a quiet area, such a nice area. Pleasant. I can walk. I can go out and meet my neighbors. But I'm ready for change, but I think this is just too drastic a change.
Okay, thank you. Our next speaker.
The next speaker is Jonathan Clark.
Mr. Clark.
All right. Greetings, Councilman and Mayor. I'm here on behalf of Ms. Tanisha Whaler to ask for approval of a special use permit for a daycare center on Sonoya Drive. This project is you know, to contribute to the city's economic development. We want to try to take an existing
Mr. Parks, did he freeze?
Yes, it's on his office.
Seat. Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Because you froze, could you just kind of start over if you don't mind?
Absolutely. Thank you. Sorry about that. I was saying I'm here on behalf of Ms. Tanisha Whaler to talk about a proposed daycare and learning center on Sonoya Drive. We're looking to contribute to the city's economic development, also to change a vacant medical office building that's currently existing into a very vibrant daycare and learning center facility. So we want to, you know, support the current and new citizens of the community with this business. We definitely feel like it's of its place and of its time. The parcel is already zoned for this establishment to be developed there. Again, it's just going to be an interior renovation build out. We've done research on in traffic studies and things like that, supported by Georgia Department of Transportation. There won't be, it's not expected due to historical, you know, statistics to have more than maybe six cars simultaneously in terms of, you know, drop off. There's a plan to mitigate any perceived traffic increases, and we're here to support that. There's actually the owner actually has a daycare center and learning center right in the neighboring city of Union City. So she has it was about 33 kids with no parking lot at all, and she was able to functionally have that establishment running with no issues. And so we feel that this would fit very well on Sonoya Drive.
30 seconds.
All right, thank you. So yeah, so that's it. I'm just here in support and to ask for the approval of special use permit. Thank you.
Next speaker is Carol McKenzie.
Ms. McKenzie.
Carol McKenzie.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, go ahead.
Good evening, Mayor Avery and good City evening. Council. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
In reference to the R2, R4, there is an extreme amount of water that's running off from Broad Street that comes down through Strickland and on down into the Lightning area, which also affects Strickland Street, and it also affects Elder Street as well, because there are creeks that have been here many, 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 many years ago, back into probably the 1800s. The area of Lightning, with the situation of the runoff, is being affected because of all the pollen and all the tree limbs and the sand, the dirt, and everything that is shed from above that goes down into this area. And the runoff is not cleaned out and kept so that the runoff, which runs down into the creeks behind Lightning, is very inefficient. Jimmy Carter had a funding for Habitat for Humanities that he created for the people down there in Lightning.
30 seconds left.
Well, all I'm going to say is the situation of the runoff that runs down behind this area in Lightning backs up to the area of the R2, R4. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Next speaker.
The next speaker is Russell Hargraves.
Mr. Hargrave.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't really want to repeat a lot of what we've already heard. I will repeat a little bit of what Diane said, though. I am in the same neighborhood. I'm here on Strickland across from the project. Love Fairburn more than I ever thought I would. Love being part of this neighborhood, this community. I back the redevelopment. I back more homes here in the neighborhood, but I really do agree that it should be a smaller quantity because you're putting 80 homes in the midst of an established neighborhood. You know, there are a lot of questions on infrastructure and traffic. I've noticed the traffic study in the documentation for the agendas, the original traffic study, nothing seems to take into consideration the 162 homes that were already approved half a mile from here in those traffic studies. I really want to see development around here. I want to see Fairburn grow. I love being here. I'm proud of the area. I just want to see us grow correctly. I am against the 80 homes. I'd really like to see something half that, maybe 40.
Oh, no.
And thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Next speaker.
Floyd McKenzie.
Mr. McKenzie.
Yes. Thank you, Mayor and City Council. One of the things that when this first came up is going around talking to people, and without fail, just about everyone had a comment about traffic. And of course, if you live in Fulton County in the Atlanta area, you're always going to be dealing with traffic. But the traffic issue with this, along with what was just stated, that the traffic study only took into account for this development with 80 some odd homes. And what that meant on that study was 65 new trips during the morning peak time, and 86 new trips during the evening peak time, and over a 24-hour period, the daily trips would be 878. Although that did not take into consideration the approved project over on Becker's Road by 138 for 50 standalone homes and 112 townhomes. So what you're talking about is almost three times the traffic situation, which would make the daily morning trips during peak time go up to almost 200, and the evening around 250. So the traffic doesn't affect not only Elder Street and Strickland, but it affects all the neighboring neighborhoods, such as Fireside Community.
30 seconds left.
And even over off of Hamilton, where St. Charles, and some of those folks live, they have a horrible time right now trying to make a left turn. And there's no way is saying that the property owner as an R2 cannot develop the property. But when you get this much traffic going, it's going to be a problem for us. Thank you.
The next speaker is Carolyn Hodges. Carolyn Hodges.
Can you hear me? This is Carolyn Hodges.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Greetings. I must say I am disappointed with Mayor and City Council. I spent time and sent a detailed email regarding my opposition to the subject proposal, but I didn't get any response at all. Moving on, though, 80 houses on 18 acres is not smart growth. 80 houses on 18 acres is not quality growth. I am for smart growth and I am for quality growth. I'm a long-term resident of City Fairburn and I do want to see our city prosper. I don't know if you, if anybody knows what's going on, what the trend is in America. It's called build to rent subdivisions. It's like managed, like apartments. It's happening all over the country. You have developers building subdivisions to rent out. And we do not want to see that in Fairburn. Fairburn's job is to do its due diligence. And I'm hoping that Fairburn will make smart and intentional decisions to protect Fairburn and to work in Fairburn's best interests. Rezoning 18 acres from R2 to R4 to develop an 80-house subdivision. Thank you. It's too much density. And I would ask that if the council is insisting on approving that, that there will be some conditions such as a funded HOA included restricted covenant on the deed prohibiting leasing of said homes, in addition to a privacy fence on the back of each house. Secondly, a maximum of 3 houses
time is up.
On a lot. Thank you.
Okay. Next speaker.
The next speaker is Semeral Fierce.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I would like to start off by just saying I oppose the 86 home rezoning. And then I'm going to move on to the other things that I wanted to talk about, which there I've contacted Mayor and Council through the app. And I believe I spoke once before with the last administration on public comment. There is a utility pole off of exit 61 at Fairburn. It has been there for about 2 years, I believe. And I've mentioned it a couple of times. I would like to see that removed. I'm not sure who we need to speak to have that removed. But like I said, I think the last administration kept referring me back to I guess I don't know who they referred me to, but and I've also contacted DOL, Department of Transportation, and no one has come to pick it up. That's the first thing. The second thing that I wanted to talk about is I'm not sure how the policy or the ordinance is written as far as when it comes to rezoning and building notices, but I believe it's required that residents only be sent information if they live within 500 feet. My concern before the moratorium was sent was instated with the rezoning and building notices is that the properties, there's a property located across the street from me, less than a mile from my subdivision. I had did not receive any information about the property. I called the city of Fairburn as soon as I saw them removing trees, asking about the permits and was told that there was nothing going to be built there. I also called Fed. They said nothing was there. No permits were pulled for that. And then a couple of months later, maybe a year later, I saw a post from Next Door Neighbor stating that the city of Fairburn had a permit and they were over there removing the trees and they were going to build some apartments there. I would like to see if there's any way to get that ordinance changed from 500 feet to maybe a mile. All of the residents in the area will know about any building notices or rezoning.
Okay.
Next speaker is Jasmine Fanning.
Greetings, everyone. I would actually like to speak on behalf of Jasmine Fanning. My name is Sky Washington. Healthy development in early years provides the building blocks for educational achievement, economic productivity, responsible citizenship, lifelong health, and most importantly, strong communities, and successful parenting of the next generation. All of which is what a step at a time early learning facility will contribute as a solid foundation and asset to the Fairburn community as a whole. I am a proud citizen, resident, and most importantly, parent that is raising children of the city of Fairburn as well. And with that being said, I just say that I support the permit that Tanisha Waller is asking for a step at a time early learning community. And that was all. Thank you.
Okay. And before I close the public comment, Ms. Fears, I just want to make sure, can I just get clarification of the, you mentioned a pole. I'm trying to get the location that you referred to.
Yes, it's off of exit 61 at Fairburn exit.
Is it actually on the ramp or is it actually on Highway 74?
Yeah, it's on the ramp once you exit at Highway 85.
Okay, going 85 south or 85 north?
Coming 85 south, you get off the exit. Okay. 61 Fairburn exit, it's off the left side, kind of down. Okay. And there was one on the other side as well. I'm not sure if it's still over there when you're going on to 85 north. I'm not sure if that's been removed, but that was there as well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Okay, at this time, that concludes our public comment portion of our meeting. Ms. City Clerk, would you actually sound our first item? We've already had a public hearing for this item.
First item is ordinance to rezone certain properties 2021159 DRB Group Georgia LLC. This is a request for Mayor and Council to consider the rezoning of 18.226 acres from R2 single family residential to R4 single family residential. This is presented by Community Development.
Okay. You have before you members of council. Is there a motion for this item? If there's no motion for this item, in accordance with Robert Rules of Order, Ms. City Clerk, you can verify this for me. As a result of an item not being given a motion to vote up or down, in this case on our rules, if I'm correct, the item is to be can be reappeared at 6 months. Mr. City Attorney, can I confirm that? And Ms. Clerk, can I confirm that that's accurate?
The motion dies if there is no motion.
That's correct. The motion dies.
City attorney said today that if the motion dies, it's just as if it failed and it should come back in 6 months. But I believe she's on the line to answer.
Okay.
Mayor, this is Mayor Pro Tem.
Well, hold on for Ms. Jones. Ms. Jones, item can't be discussed. I'm trying to confirm the item. It can't even be discussed in this case if the motion had not been made to bring it to the floor. Is the city attorney on?
Yeah, I am. Madam Clerk was exactly right.
Okay. The item dies, no discussion as a result of the motion not being brought to the floor. Next item.
The next item is item number 2, ordinance 2022-001TA, which is a text amendment, small box discount retail stores. This is a public hearing for Mayor and Council to approve amendments to Chapter 80, Article 11, Section 80-83, C1, Neighborhood Commercial, Section 80-84, C2, General Commercial, and Section 80-85, M1, Light Industrial, and to add 1,500 feet distance separation for small box discount stores. And this is from Community Development.
At this time, we're going to have a public hearing for this item. At this point, I'm opening the public hearing. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in support of this item? Seeing none, is there anyone here that desires to speak in opposition?
Mayor, I'm sorry, you have one hand up, Ms. Lydia.
I apologize. Go ahead.
Ms. Lydia Glaze's hand went up.
Ms. Glaze, go ahead. Ms. Lydia Glaze.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. Good evening, Mayor and Council. And we just appreciate the Community Development and bringing this legislation to make sure that we have enough space between these box retail stores. And so I think we definitely have needed this prior. We've done it with gas stations. We've done it in spaces where there's liquor stores and schools. And I want to thank and support Community Development for bringing this legislation.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anyone else that's willing to speak in support of this item? Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition to this item? Seeing none, I now close the public hearing. Council, you have before you a tax amendment 2022-001TA for small box discount retail stores. Is there a motion?
So moved, Councilman Heath.
The motion is made by Mr. Heath. Was there a second?
Second, Mayor Pro Tem Hattie Portis Jones.
Ms. Jones, is there any comments
or questions? Yes, Mayor.
I have a question. Okay.
Go ahead, Ms. Jones. You've got the floor, Ms. Jones.
Yes. I am more than elated to see this legislation being brought before us. This has been an issue that we've had discussed for quite some time. And we all agree that we want to maintain the integrity of the city of Fairburn, that we want to be consistent with our comprehensive plan and the economic development as we have envisioned it. This legislation will allow us to do that. And so I want to commend the staff for hearing us, this governing body, as well as the citizens regarding this issue.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Davis, you are next.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I too am excited about this text amendment, but I do have a question for Ms. Peaks. What if, and I read all the conditions in reference to the text amendment, but what if an existing small box did a rebuild or an enlargement, would that reduce the 1500 feet separation?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, I guess you understand my question.
Yeah, I understand. So no, it wouldn't have any type of reduction on the 1500 feet distance separation. Only thing that provision is allowing, if there is an existing small box discount retail store, it would allow them, if they need to, you know, shut down or they want to renovate, change some things up, they are allowed to do that, and it wouldn't they wouldn't be restricted to that 1500 feet. But another small box discount store would not be able to come into the city without meeting that 1500 feet distance separation.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Is there any other question by council? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries.
Next item is ordinance 2022-002, text amendment, small box discount retail stores in the Highway 29 Overlay District. The purpose of this is for mayor and council to approve amendments to Chapter 80, Zoning, Article 2, Section 80-89, Highway 29 Overlay District, to add small box discount retail stores as a prohibited use within the boundaries of the Overlay District, and to add a definition for small box discount retail stores. This is brought by community development.
Okay. this is a public hearing. I am now going to open the public hearing for this, for item number 3. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in support of this item? Seeing none, is there anyone that wishes to speak in? Oh, I'm sorry, I see a hand raised again. Ms. Lydia Glaze.
I'm sorry, Mayor, I'm a little slow. I'm working on my small device. So I certainly would support this legislation going forward in the overlays of 29 and 74. As we know, we're looking to do a lot more in those areas versus the small box retail. So I'm really excited that community developed. Thanks, Teresa, Ms. Peaks, and those on her staff. We appreciate our hard work to continue to build out and make these areas more conducive to larger opportunities for retail, entertainment, as well as food restaurants versus these small box retail. So thank you again. We appreciate it, and I'm for it.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in support of this item? Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition to this item? Seeing none, I'll now close the public hearing. Members of Council, you have a text amendment of 2022-002-TA Small Box Discount Retail Store, Retail Stores in the Highway 29 Overlay District. Is there a motion?
So moved, Mayor Pro Tem Portis Jones.
Is there a second?
Councilwoman Davis, second.
Are there any comments or questions by council? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Next item.
Next item is Ordinance 2022-003, text amended small box discount stores and self-storage facilities, Highway 74 overlay. This purpose is for Mayor and Council to approve amendments to Chapter 80 Zoning, Article 2, Section 80-90, Georgia Highway 74 Overlay District, to add self-storage facilities and small box discount retail stores as prohibited uses within the boundaries of the Overlay District Community Development.
This is also a public hearing. At this point, I will open the public hearing. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in support of this item? Ms. Lydia Glaze.
I again concur with this legislation and really excited again that we have these prohibited uses.
Okay, is there anyone else that wishes to speak in support of this item? Seeing none, is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition of this item? Seeing no opposition, I now close the public hearing. You have before you a motion, a text amendment, small box stores, a self-storage facility, Highway 74 Overlay District. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I don't have a motion.
I thought I made a motion.
And I have a question, Councilwoman.
I apologize. You have before you an item. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved, Councilwoman Heath.
Is there a second?
Second, Mayor Pro Tem Portis Jones.
Okay. Any questions? Go ahead, Ms. Davis.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mayor. Ms. Peaks, just for clarity, can you give me the street ends, the bookends for our Highway 74 overlay so everybody will be clear? It's from this point to that point. It was not a map of the overlay in the documentation. This is just for clarity's sake.
Okay, the overlay district runs from basically Fairman Industrial Boulevard, the end of from 29 down Fairman Industrial Boulevard until it turns into Highway 74, until it ends at the city's city limits, right before you get to Fayette County. And it's on both sides of Highway 74. And along Fairman Industrial Boulevard all the way to 29.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Any other questions by members of council? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Next item, number 5.
Next public hearing is Ordinance 20-22-004, text amendment, restaurants, drive-thrus in the Highway 74 Overlay District. Purpose is for Mayor and Council to approve amendments to Chapter 80, Zoning, Article 2, Section 80-90, Georgia Highway 74 Overlay District, to add an exception to allow restaurants with drive-thru that have a minimum of 4,000 square feet of gross floor area and 50% of the gross floor area designated for a dining area. This is from community development.
Again, it's a public hearing item. I will now open the public hearing. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in support of this item? I don't see any hands. Ms. Spears?
Yes, sir. I'm in support of that item.
Okay. Any other person that wished to speak in support of the item? Seeing none, is there anyone here that wished to speak in opposition of this item? Seeing none, I'll now close the public hearing. You have before you, members of council, an ordinance 2022-004-TA, text amendment, restaurants, drive-throughs in Highway 74 Overlay District. Is there a motion?
So move, Councilwoman Davis.
Is there a second?
Second, Mayor Pro Tem Portis Jones.
Okay, that motion has been made and properly seconded. Is there any comments or questions by council? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? That motion carries. Item number six.
Item number six is ordinance 2022-006-TA, R4 Single Family Residential Zoning District. The purpose is for Mayor and Council to approve amendments to Chapter 80, Zoning Article 2, Section 80-75, R4 Single Family Residential Zoning District to modify the minimum front yard setback, minimum rear yard setback, minimum lot area, and minimum lot width community development.
Again, this item is a public hearing item. At this time, I will now open the public hearing. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in support of this item? Seeing none, is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition of this item? Seeing none, I will now close the public hearing. Members of Council, you have before you an ordinance 2022-006-TA-R-4 Single Family Residential Zoning District. Is there a motion?
So move, Mayor Pro Tem Portis Jones.
Motion is made. Is there a second?
So move. Second, Councilman Heath.
Okay, that motion is made and properly seconded. Any questions or comments by council? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? That motion carries. Next item is number seven.
Is item number seven. 20-22-005-TA definitions. The purpose is for Mayor and Council to approve amendments to Chapter 80, Zoning Article 15, Section 80-478, definitions to add definition for small box discount retail stores, modify the definition of a restaurant drive-through, and move the definition section to Chapter 802, Article 1, Section 80-9. That was 14, I believe.
This is, another public hearing item. At this time, I will now open the public hearing. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in support of this item? Ms. Lydia Glaze.
I am certainly in support of defining those particular areas throughout our charter.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anyone else that here wish to speak in support of this item? Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition of this item? Seeing none, I will now close the public hearing. Members of Council, you have before you a text amendment 2022-005-TA definitions. Is there a motion?
So moved, Councilman Heath.
Is there a second?
Councilwoman Davis, second.
Any questions or comments by Council? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? That motion carries.
Next item is item number eight, ordinance for use permit 2021-186, a step at a time early learning center. The purpose of this is for mayor and council to approve a use permit for a child daycare center community development.
Okay, again, this is another public hearing item. At this time, I will open the public hearing. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in support? I have two hands. I'll start with Ms. Thompson, and then I'll go to Kimberly Holmes. Go ahead, Ms. Thompson.
Hello, I'm Anissa Thompson, and I would like to support the permit for the daycare center. I am a resident of Fairburn, and my grandchildren attended her first daycare center.
Okay. Next speaker, Ms. Holmes.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Yes, I am in support of a Step at a Time Early Learning Academy. My daughter has attended when she first started, and I'm just a proud patron of her business, and I actually moved to Fairburn in support of her business. So I am 100% back back in her business. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Tanisha.
Good evening. I'm Tanisha Waller, owner and operator of A Step at a Time Early Learning. Currently, I have a daycare center in Union City, and currently I'm a resident of the city of Fairburn. I actually purchased about 2 years ago, and I would just like to bring what I have to my own city. So I am in support of the permit being issued.
Thank you. Ms. S.B. Kemp.
Yes, I would like to speak on behalf of Tanisha for A Step at a Time Early Learning Academy. I've been with Tanisha from the beginning of this journey when a reality was a vision. She began keeping children at home, which was an immediate success that created opportunity to expand. I was there along with the mayor of Union City and many others when she cut the ribbon for the grand opening where her business has more than thrived. I feel Tanisha's presence as a business owner will enhance Fairburn. Tanisha always creates opportunities and invests in the community. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Jaleesa Hammonds.
Good evening. I want to show support for obtaining the proper permits for the Early Learning Center. I am a citizen of Fairburn, and I believe it's a positive step forward for the community and especially our youngest leaders.
Thank you so much. Ms. Lydia Glaze.
I certainly support Step at a Time coming to the city of Fairburn. As we all know, we're building back and building better and expanding. And one of the things that we have lost is early learning centers in the South Fulton and all over the United States, but certainly to have one come in addition to the one that we have that has done such a good job. I'd certainly like for that opportunity to be right here. And from what I hear from some of the parents that the Step of Time in Union City is has done very well with them and their children. And so I would love to see that for our younger families in Fairburn so they don't have to ride too far to drop off their children for good care.
Thank you so much. Ms. Jasmine F. Jasmine.
Hi, yes, this is Jasmine Fanning, and I would like to support Ms. Tanisha Waller with the Step at a Time Early Learning Center. I am currently a parent that has two students there at the center, and I believe it will truly be an asset to our community. I am a Fairburn resident and have been here for over 20 years, and I believe that this will truly enhance the community.
Thank you so much, Ms. Dawn Matthews.
Hello, I'm Dawn Matthews, and I am a Fairburn resident, and I also have a daughter who attends A Step at a Time Early Learning, so I'm here in support of A Step at a Time. I think it'll be a great asset to our community. It's literally a lot more than a daycare center. She pours her heart and soul into this business, and I think it's exactly what we need here.
Thank you for coming. Dr. Luther Daniel.
Thank you, Mom. I just wanted to express my support for A Step at a Time. Ms. Waller, I've known her for over 15 years and seen the wonderful job she's done, seeing the very first child walk through the door when she first opened the first center. And I believe that starting the second one would just be amazing for the community. So I just want to express my support for her and all those wonderful things that she's doing.
Okay. Dr. Danielle Baker.
Yes, good evening, Mayor and City Council members. I am also speaking in support of Ms. Tanisha Waller and A Step at a Time Early Learning Center. I'm a licensed real estate agent in the state of Georgia and actually helped her to acquire the building. And so I see her business not only as being an asset to the community, but an actual asset to the lives of the children's that she has the ability to touch every day. And just watching the children's growth over time has been a phenomenal experience. And I'm here to support her in her business endeavors.
Thank you for your comment. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in support of this item? Seeing none, is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition of this item? Seeing none, I will now close the public hearing. Members of Council, you have before you an ordinance of use permit of 2021186, A Step at a Time Early Learning Center. Is there a motion?
So moved. Mayor Pro Tem Portis Jones.
Second, Councilwoman Davis.
Okay, a motion has been made by Ms. Hattie Portis Jones and second by Ms. Davis. Is there any questions or comment by members of council?
Yes, Mayor, I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead, Mayor Pro Tem.
I am elated that this opportunity is before us. As we know, due to COVID, a lot of daycare centers closed, and many of them have not reopened. And if they have, they have not opened full staff and with full service. There is such a shortage, and the fact that this is being brought to us at a time when there's a shortage of staffing, that it speaks to the owner's ability and capability. And a further testament from parents who have had their children with her on the fact that she lives in Fairburn and that she wants to open her business in Fairburn is great for this city. Another plus, another economic development positive for this community. So I wholeheartedly endorse this use permit.
Okay. Is there any other comments by members of council? Okay. I'd just like to say that this also is a great replacement for a company that was once here on Highway 29, a daycare center that did very well. I may add, not sure why they were no longer in business. This was before the pandemic, but the business was very lucrative. And so on that notion, I'd like to, again, to say congratulations. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? That motion carries.
The next item is an agenda item, approval to transfer a position to property department. This is a request for mayor and council to approve the budget amendment to move funds and the position from streets department to property management department. This is from the city administrator.
Mr. City Manager, would you like to elaborate on that item before?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council members, in 2021, a building tech position was reallocated from the property management department to the streets department. This left the property management department with one position to handle all property maintenance and facility upkeep for the entire city. So after evaluating our operational standing at this point, I've made the decision to move that position back to property management to further assist that key function in the city. This is a budget neutral impact. We're simply reallocating the funding for this position from the streets department to the building and property management department to better support that function.
Okay. And members of council, you have before you an approval to transfer a position to property development, property department. Is there a motion?
So move, Councilwoman Davis.
Is there a second?
Second, Mayor Pro Tem Portis Jones.
The motion has been made and properly seconded. Is there any comments or questions by council? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? That motion carries.
Next item is number 10, appointments to Development Authority of Fairburn. Mayor Avery would like to appoint Patricia Chambers of Chambers Drum Company, Inc. and Chris Wiley of Oz Pizza to the Downtown Development and Development Authority of Fairburn. These appointments are replacing Rhonda Appleby and Danita Jones, whose terms expired January 2022. The new terms will begin immediately and would expire January 31st, 2026.
In terms of council, this is my item. I'll just elaborate on it. So, in my efforts to, as I'm reviewing all the different boards from the Development Authority to the Planning and Zoning, again, the two young ladies that are actually being replaced were two young ladies that I actually appointed in my previous administration. Again, this has no reflection whatsoever on their time that they served. They served as well. As a result of a new direction and different direction that I'm going to ask the city council to discuss in greater detail at our April the 30th retreat, I've now gone through and reviewed most of our positions. I believe there were a total of six that actually have expired. And as a result, today I'm just starting with two. And as I go through the review process, one of the commitments that I made was the commitment to diversity as well as in every arena of that word. And so again, these two people are just a part of a plan that I believe that we're gonna use in our efforts to actually restore our development authority. As a result, again, as no reflection on any member that's serving or have served. So with that being said, you have before you an appointment to the Development Authority of Fairburn. I'd like to appoint, please excuse me. Sorry about that. I'd like to appoint Patricia Chambers of Chambers Drum Company and Mr. Chris Wiley of Oz Pizza to the Downtown Development Authority of Fairburn. Is there a motion?
So moved, Councilman Heath.
Is there a second?
Second, Mayor Pro Tem Portis Jones.
Okay. Is there any question by members of council? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. City Administrator, I'm going to go ahead and let you go through your city report. Mr. City Manager, before you go through your city report, if you don't mind, there's just a couple of things I want to acknowledge, and I probably should have done at the beginning of the meeting. We've had a couple of situations that City Manager may expound on, but as Mayor, I thought it is imperative that I bring this to attention. We had several missing people, persons in our city. If you received an alert from on your cell phone or even on the city web, I want to thank the Fairburn Police Department. They were instrumental, two officers in particular, that actually found the gentleman in the wee hours of the night sitting in a vacant building. We don't take him, I speak for me and the entire city council, we don't take that for granted and importance in this case of finding a missing person. I want to also mention a situation that you'll see on the City of Fairburn website. Again, the city manager will expound on this during his report and our non-compliance with the EPD as it relates to a situation with our water. Mr. City Manager explained that our situation is now in compliance, but again, just thought it's very important that we acknowledge that in this case, our government is actually reviewing every process, every staff position. And again, a lot of our, as you see from all the text amendments tonight, as we review all of our ordinances and codes in our efforts to bring what we call fair and due process, as you heard earlier today during the hearing, the 2-hour hearing that just commenced. And so with that being said, I just want to make sure that members of council understand that also during our retreat, we're going to discuss some of the issues and areas of concern. I'm debating right now. I'm thinking many mayors give what they call the first 100 days in office. I'm considering doing that probably in the second meeting in April in our efforts to give our residents an update of the various and numerous issues that myself and the city staff are having to address before we can get to the agenda that I ran on. And so again, with that being said, Mr. City Manager, I'll go ahead with your report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I am honored to present a summary of the city's monthly administrative activities as I do each month at the second meeting of the month. Let me begin with echoing the mayor's acknowledgement of our Fairburn's finest, our police department, who have responded competently as they consistently do to the two missing person cases we had. So I want to commend Chief McCarthy and all of our first responders, both police and fire, for how they diligently respond to these instances in Fairburn and were able to bring about successful conclusions to each. So again, kudos to our first responders in those instances. There was an update that went out to all of you as council members previously in reference to the EPD violations that the mayor referenced. We've also posted an update on the city's website as well as on all of our social media platforms that residents can see via a brief video. These violations were a lack of site sampling that occurred in February and October of 2020 during the previous administration. When those violations occurred, ordinance requires that public notice be given to all residents in Fairburn. That did not occur in 2020. Upon the mayor's new administration and me assuming my role as city administrator, we were contacted by the EPD to make the city aware that they still had not complied. We had not complied with those 2020 requirements. So we forthwith proceeded as quickly as possible to make sure that we could get those notices out. So residents will receive that notice in their upcoming utility bills. The video I mentioned earlier, as well as the update to mayor and council, is to make everyone aware that those notices will go out and that they connect to those 2020 violations. What I can tell you with confidence, working with John Martin, our utilities director, is that we are in full compliance with all EPD requirements as we speak currently. There have been no other violations or instances of any violations since that time in 2020. And so residents in Fairburn can rest assured that their water supply is healthy and safe. But we did want to make sure we complied with the requirements as provided by ordinance to give that ordinance, that notification, for the violations that occurred approximately 2 years ago. So that's a brief summary of what occurred at that time and the steps we've taken to ensure we continue to be in compliance and that our water supply is safe and healthy for all of our residents here in Fairburn. A couple other brief highlights. You've got a copy of the entire city administrator's report in your agenda packet. If you have questions subsequent to this presentation, please feel free to contact our office and we can answer those in detail. But to highlight a few things, we are continuing to proactively recruit for all of our open positions in the city. Our vacancy rate was significantly high upon our taking office on January 10th, and we are working with our human resources staff to continue to fill those positions. We are happy to announce that we've hired a new Billings Operations Manager that will begin on this Wednesday to further our efforts around utility building and to organize that office. So we're excited about that hire. We've also added 3 new police officers to Fairburn's Finest, and that's also a positive addition for us. And so we are nearing, not quite there, but nearing full employment in our police department. So we're going to keep diligently moving forward with making sure we always have adequate public safety staff available to take care of the residents here in Fairburn. Progress on our downtown streetscape project continues. At a future meeting coming up in the near future, we will provide a more detailed update on that project, its current status, and the path forward. So please look forward to that coming at a future meeting. The city also welcomed a new business during the month of February to our downtown district, the Realty One Group Terminus, located at 4 Northwest Broad Street. Their offices serve as a center of operations for realtors specializing in the South Fulton, Fayette, Clayton, Douglas, Coweta, and Henry area. So we are excited to add them to our downtown area. In addition, the renovation of Fire Station 21 is ongoing. There'll be a further update on that as it nears completion. And Parks and Recreation hosted a very successful Golden Heart event at the Youth Center during the month of February. So we're very excited about the services that they are rendering for all of our Fairburn residents. I mentioned staffing a bit earlier. We are really pleased to inform council and our residents here in Fairburn that we have hired Fairburn's first assistant city administrator, Ms. Jamila Chris, came to us after an exhaustive search with over 60 candidates. And she rose to the cream of the crop and began work today. She brings over a decade of experience in city operations, and we are excited about adding her to this staff. It's going to be a great addition for us and to our team. So please join me in welcoming Ms. Chris to the city staff. Additionally, we have another exciting addition that was actually appointed and appointed by the mayor and approved by this council. As you've heard throughout this meeting, our city clerk, Brenda James, is now on board. Many of you are familiar with Ms. James and know she brings a wealth of experience that we're looking forward to having added to our team. This all is just indicative of us continuing to build out one of the best staffs in the state of Georgia, which is our goal. So we're excited about these additions. There are more to come. We're putting together a really solid team to serve the residents of Fairburn. And so that process is ongoing. Lastly, I will tell you that the American Rescue Plan Act, which has supplied approximately $3.1 million to the city of Fairburn in our initial allotment. There is a allotment plan that was previously done that we are reviewing and revisiting and updating based on new guidance around the parameters for the ARPA. And so we will be coming back to council in the very near future in a work session to discuss what projects are now permitted under the American Rescue Plan Act. We want to make sure that we get the absolute best possible outcomes for this funding for the residents of Fairburn, and we believe that some updates to that plan would help us to do that. So please look forward to that coming at a future council meeting. That is the highlights that I have for this month's report, and I am available to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Okay. At this time, before I go to council comment, Mr. City Attorney, do we have an executive session?
We do not.
We do not have an executive session. Okay. At this time, I'll start with the council member, Mayor Pro Tem Hattie Porter Jones.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Yes, I'd like to add my kudos to Fairburn Police Department for finding the missing persons. As many of you know, I had the same experience as well. And the police department was there for me and was able to find my husband. What that says, though, is that missing persons, Alzheimer's, early onset of dementia is increasingly becoming an issue. So I'd ask that we do a review of the skills that we need within the city and the police department specifically to enhance their efforts regarding this issue. Thanks to the team, the community development team, for all of the text amendments that they presented to us. As you know, we established a moratorium mm-hmm. because there were several issues regarding Highway 74 that included those. I think now we have a better handle on those issues and better guidance for what we want as a city. In terms of small box retail storage facilities. And then also a special thank you for redefining the drive-through restaurants. COVID has modified that model, so that needed some updating as well. I'd also like to ask if we could also review the text amendments regarding the 500 feet requirement to notify citizens when something is going on in the community regarding zoning. This has been an ongoing issue. And each time that we have had a zoning issue, this is at the heart of that problem. So we need to really review that text amendment as well. And then lastly, I'd like to welcome Ms. Jamila Chris as our assistant administrator. You're right, we've never had one, but Fairburn is growing and we need that additional expertise. So welcome. And also welcome to our city clerk, Brenda James, who was here when I came aboard the city of Fairburn in 2014. And I am happy to be working with her again. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Councilman Whitmore.
Oh, thank you, Mayor. First of all, I'd just like to echo one of the points that my colleague mentioned as far as the missing persons. I think the police department did an excellent job. Being a product of New Jersey, I am familiar with a program that we use with my mother having dementia. And I did share that with the police department, and it is something that is available here, so you can deal with Alzheimer's, dementia clientele, and have the ability, once you get a report that they're missing, using a portable tracking system and track them, and we can even reduce the amount of time that it actually takes to find those people. That information was turned over to the police department, our deputy chief, and I also spoke to our chief of police as well, and they are reviewing what is needed, and will be coming to council at a later date for a presentation. Also, I'd like to acknowledge the fact that we lost one of our own planning and zoning commissioners, Commissioner Jerry Williams. I just happened to be one of three people that attended his memorial service here in the city of Fairburn. The mayor spoke eloquently as always. And I had an opportunity to speak knowing Jerry as well. So just like to, if his family is still in town, just like to acknowledge that they did a very good job sending him home with all of the instruments that he played on display along with his pictures. And everybody knows Jerry for his well-defined dressing abilities along with his hats. So Jerry will be sorely missed. And again, I'm sorry that he is gone, but he served our country well and he served the city of Fairburn well. With that, Mayor, that will conclude my comments with the one exception, Mayor, and maybe it just caught me off guard. So just for the sake of conversation, the first item that we talked about in reference to the rezoning, I think that it went so quickly. I guess I was expecting the normal process of how we did these things. So you caught me off guard. And I think it this is just my comments, Mayor. I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I still had a floor. So I just wanted to make mention of that because I was getting ready to make a comment, but my colleague made a comment, but then you said, okay, we didn't get a vote on it. So it's dead. I understand that. But again, I think the process went so quickly, didn't get an opportunity to really sink in what you was asking for at the time. That's for me. I can't speak for the rest of council. With okay. that being said, Mayor, I conclude my comments for the evening.
Okay, sir. Next, I will go to Ms. Councilwoman Linda Davis.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I will be very brief. First and foremost, I want to just congratulate Ms. Chris, our assistant city manager. I know that our city manager will be excited that you're coming on board. also, Brenda James, our city clerk, I want to welcome you on board as a staff member here at the city of Fairburn. And I just want to give kudos to Ms. Peaks and her department and everybody that put together these text amendments. They were right on target with the things that we needed here in the city to amplify or to restrict. So I just want to give kudos to Ms. Peaks. And that's my comments.
Okay. Councilman Heath, Alex Heath.
Yes, Mayor. My thought is that it is just a delight to be able to interject various things that are taking place in our city, to bring things to the citizens here that would be of great benefit to them. I know on that first vote that we had, I've got a lot of calls and everything like that. And like I say, the number of homes really threw me for a loop. So at any rate, I just want to say thanks everyone for having the confidence that we as the city council will do exactly what needs to be done in each situation. Just thank you. And Ms. Chris, I appreciate you coming aboard because our city manager is already doing an excellent job, but with your help, I know he's going to be exceptional. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks, sir. Mr. Smallwood.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I just want to say it's really, really exciting to be a part of authentic change, kind of what all of my council members have said, text amendments. We don't realize how much that's going to affect the makeup of Fairburn in the long run. And these are things we all talked about, and it's really exciting to see it come to fruition. I'd also like to second council member Hattie Portis-Jones' idea of why stop now. Let's also look at that 500 feet thing, because that's really kind of, even though that's how we operate it, it's really kind of crazy to think that only people in 500 feet of a proposed something that can change the landscape of things, you know, people outside of that aren't privy to, you know, be noticed of that. So I think we do need to look at that again. Also, too, while we're being really strategic, I know we have a retreat coming up, and forgive me if I speak wrongly, but this is something we talked about previously. I don't know if we, I think we still have CARES Act money, you know, available to us that has been given to us. And, you know, how can we strategically just meet the needs of some of our citizens, you know, going forward. So, you know, those are things that I would just like to just put out there that we also need to talk about at our retreat. That's all my comments.
Absolutely. Mr. Pat Pallet.
Well, if I got paid by the word, I could join in with what everyone said so far. But anyway, on we go. It's going to get better. And that's a good thing for all of us and for the folks who live in this town. Thanks.
Okay. And my final comments, first of all, being on Zoom, I didn't get a chance to go through the list. Normally, I'd like to make sure I acknowledge any member that's, whether it be a former council member or a former mayor. In this case, I'd like to acknowledge Ms. Lydia Glazer, one of our former members of this governing body. Thank you for your presence today. Also, as a point of clarification, Mr. Whitmore, just in my efforts, it wasn't to cut you off, but believe it or not, I went through the Robert Rules of Order literally yesterday, trying to think of every scenario possible, and as a result, I checked it through the city clerk as well as the city attorney in my efforts to make sure that I didn't violate. And that's the reason it wasn't to cut you off. It was to ensure that I abide by the proper rules, and that's why I had to go back through it. The Robert Rules of Order last night myself. I wanted to mention too, want to thank so much a new hire of our assistant city manager, city administrator. I want to welcome her aboard again. As you guys see, members of council, as you're aware, you're probably getting memorandums and emails at the wazoo, excuse my vernacular, but from the city manager, and that's in our efforts right now to bring some assistance in as it relates to the level of responsibility as we attempt to basically in this case, bring our government to a level of respectability and then address a lot of items that just for whatever reason were not addressed. I want to thank Attorney Serena Noel again, a young lady. Thank you so much for your help today during the hearing. Want to mention again, it was already mentioned that Ms. Brenda James is back as a city clerk, one of the most respected clerks in the industry. Very proud to have her here on board as we again, to restore the confidence in our government, every department. And so again, I want to just say thank you for that. Also want to mention, Mr. Whitmore mentioned it earlier. I want to thank Mr. Jerry Williams, a proud member, awesome man of that served on our planning and zoning board. I want to thank the members of planning and zoning as well as Mr. Whitmore that attended his homegoing again, as Mr. Whitmore mentioned, was a beautiful ceremony. And it's, this gentleman again served. I had no idea that he had the talent he had as it relates to playing instruments. And so again, we were really blessed to have that gentleman as a member of our planning and zoning. The last item I want to make sure to mention in this case, Mr. Smallwood hadn't mentioned it. I'm sure. And again, I want to thank him for a program that he's helping at Creekside High School band that's going to D.C. And you can see that on the South Fulton Chamber. I want to thank one of our planning and zoning members. They helped get that put on the South Fulton Chamber board. But Councilman Smallwood and the band director are very instrumental in that program. I'm very proud of the process and the progress we're making as we're led up by kids being able to go to D.C. Again, Mr. Smallwood, would you correct me if I see it correctly? We were the only school in Fulton County that was selected. In this case, Creek.
Yes, sir. Am I saying it correctly? Creekside will be representing with all of the help that we've gotten, and thank all the community for their help. Creekside is the only Fulton County schools that will represent the state at the Independence Day parade on July 4th this year. There was another local school, Jonesboro, that's Clayton County School, but there are only 8 schools in Georgia that were invited to go to DC. And, you know, that's why we're making that push to try to get them there, because a lot of these kids have not even ventured out of, their little radius, their little 2-mile, 3-mile radius. So they're really excited. We're making a lot of headway. So just want to thank the community, and there's still opportunity to help that program, because we see so much going on in the news of what kids are doing wrong. And this is something positive.
And thank you. And so that concludes my comment. My comments. Can I
Mayor,
This is Councilwoman Davis.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. I know we've been here for a long time, but I wanted to just, I'm glad you brought up Creekside. I saw them on Channel 2 and I immediately texted Councilman Smallwood to see how we can help with the funding to get them there to Washington, D.C. And if it's appropriate, Mr. Smallwood, could you let me know how I can make a contribution to Creekside's band?
Most definitely. I'll get with you offline on that because, you know, of course, as council persons, you know, we have to do things decently and in order. But personally, of course, yes, I can get you that information.
Okay. They still need funding, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay. That's the point I want to make anyway. Okay. Yes, thank ma'am. You.
Yes.
With that said, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move, Councilwoman Davis.
Is there a second?
Really?
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? You get to stay here tonight. Meeting adjourned.